Morning. So we have a request today for the theme of love, and I would like to add a little to that and also add a little something for Easter. Okay. So let's take a moment and rest back. Okay. Rest back. Take a breath and watch as it enters and watch as it leaves. The breath is just coming and going without any effort on your part, without any doing on your part. It is just coming and going. So rest in the recognition of that. So, what do we mean when we say or hear the word love? I have some notes here because the dictionary says, as a noun, love is an intense feeling of deep affection or a great interest and pleasure in something. And then the dictionary says, as a verb, it is to feel deep affection for someone. It has someone in parentheses, or like, or enjoy very much. And then also the meaning, a deep and tender feeling of affection for or attachment or devotion to a person or persons. So that is the dictionary's definition of love. And that, for the most part, I think, is how many people see it. Okay. But what that would mean is that love is something that is between two or more somethings. Huh? You have one over here loving, and you have something over here that is being loved. So in that definition, you would have to have separation in order to have this love thing. But it is exactly the way that love is defined, that brings up a sense of two-ness or a sense of separation. And we find the thoughts and the statements coming to mind or even actually being spoken of, like, I love my car, I love my cat, I love my dog, I love my home, I love my husband, I love my work, I love my wife, I love my et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it sounds more like a declaration or a statement of possession. Love my, but yet that is what so many are yet believing that they're looking for. That is what they are seeking. We say we're seeking ourselves or we're seeking God, but what is really being sought is to love and to be loved. So we seek this feeling or this euphoria or this bliss or this whatever we call it, because we are seeking to be loved. But then, okay, if that were the truth of love, to love and to be loved, designating that there has to be at least two or more in order for there to be love, it would not, it cannot be possible. As you know, there are no persons or things to love or to be loved by. Okay. So we seek to have this something called love given to us by something or someone, and then we seek in return to give love to a something or a someone. But what is actually taking place is love filtered through the finite idea of separation. Let's say, do that one again. When we seek to love or be loved, our definition of love is taking place through the filtered, finite idea of separation. You would have to ask yourself, how do I love something or someone that doesn't have a true existence? Okay, so what do we feel or experience when we are speaking of love or that feeling I love? What is really being sought? And what is really being sought is the desire or the feeling of love and to be loved. For a religious person, obviously, it would be to have God love me, and then I would do my very best to love God in return. But I think most of us might know how that goes. It really doesn't work. In the separation idea. So what we are feeling then, we feel, we do feel the love, but we're feeling it from a conditioned perspective. We're feeling it in a sense of duality. We're feeling it in a sense of my getting and my giving. So we have this good feeling. We have this happy, joyfulness feeling when we're with someone special or when we're with our pet or something of that nature. we're feeling this feeling. But since it is based on a giving and a getting, the feeling comes through that filter of a conditioned perspective. Okay. So we are really feeling what we are to some extent, but not in the fullness. As long as we hold to being separate people or objects. Divine love, pure love, absolute love, the real love is what's present. But as long, again, as long as we hold to this sense of I'm going to give love and I'm going to get love, we are filtering what is present through a conditioned perspective. So I think you can see that we're not really seeking love in the traditional meaning of the word. Okay. So on the spiritual path, or on the soul, I have to say, so-called spiritual path, we begin to think that we are seeking God. God is the omnipresence of love. So we think now that we're seeking this unconditional love that is God. But you are not seeking unconditional love, or better put, you cannot actually seek unconditional love because you cannot seek and find what already you are, what you are already. You can only discover. You can't seek it and you can't find it because it isn't anywhere away from you to be sought, and it's no place away from you to be found. It's a discovery. So what we think we are looking for is already our natural essence. What I am, what you are, is your nature, which is unconditional love. Now, I think we all know what unconditional love, that means obviously without any conditions, that love is there and ready for anyone that is willing to accept it. You cannot give it. You cannot give love. You cannot even receive love. Because there are not two for that action to take place. Then you must be the presence of love. But even as the presence of love, you cannot give it. Because if you are the presence of love, then Every appearance of others is also the very presence of love itself. Perhaps unknown, but the presence of love nonetheless. So there is only one kind of love, and that is unconditional. So there's not different kinds of love. I've heard that before, that you have a certain kind of love for your husband, and then you have another kind of love for your children, and you have another kind of love for your friends, and a different kind of love for neighbors, and but there are not different kinds of love. The love is always unconditional. And remember, you cannot give love. It is your nature. If the nature, if the essence of your being is not beaming in its fullness, then it may feel as if you are seeking to get love or to give love, because you're not yet understanding, I am love. So the love that is love cannot be described. It cannot be even put in the dictionary, because it's indescribable. When there is the feeling that something is missing, and I'm certain we have all had that feeling, there's something missing, I can't put my finger on it, I don't know what it is, but something's not right, something is missing. That feeling of something missing is your awareness of unconditional love, but the connection hasn't been made. Because what we feel is missing is that unconditional acceptance of ourself, that unconditional love of our being. That's what we feel is missing. Because for the most part, in a state of ego, we do not love ourselves. And we define ourselves as a person with a story and a history and doing good things and doing bad things and unforgivable things. And so we stay in this ignorant state of believing we're a person, and we cannot love that person. So that person goes around with a sense that something is missing. Well, what is missing is the acceptance of the self that I am, which is the very presence of what I am looking for. So you could say that this love, that is the unlimited infinite presence, is seeking itself, which is the unconditional love. There is no ego seeking. So we are seeking this love without any conditions. with no movement of mind, no thoughts about it, no adjectives, no concepts about it, nothing, no movement from mind, just love. So when we come to a point where we say, I love you, you will be in the understanding that what is being spoken is not, I love you, the person. What is being spoken is, I love you, myself. If there's only one presence, if there's only one God, one self, one love, if the words being spoken are, I love you, I am saying, I love myself. I see myself in you, and I love myself. There are no others out there to be loved. The only thing that is there is the one presence, the one self, the one consciousness. That's all that's there. There is not a you to love me, and there is no me able to love a you. I love myself unconditionally. So we could also say then that love is all. Everything that we see or hear or feel is already unconditional love. So, all of our seeking has always been to find the unconditional love we already are. And we call that love God. You can call it consciousness. You can call it supreme. You can call it Buddha. You can call it Christ. You can call it whatever you like to call it. Or whatever you like to call it. But what it is unconditional acceptance of what is. Unconditional acceptance of what is. Maybe some angry words coming up or something of that nature or fear feeling coming up. Living the truth is being in that place of accepting unconditionally what is. I accept that feeling. I don't make a story about it. I don't try to get rid of it. I'm open. And it's accepted. And in the acceptance, there is a shift. There is a change. That fear dissipates. Or the acceptance of an angry feeling or an angry thought or an angry word, to be open and embrace what is unconditionally. Then there is never anything being held or judged against the self. Where there is judgment, there is usually negative feelings to go along with it. And that is not our nature. That usually brings up a sense of suffering. So I know so many students get caught up on certain things they can't do in order to be an awakened whatever, or to be spiritual. There's certain things that we're not supposed to do, or certain ways we're not supposed to act, but you're going to have to let that go. You're going to have to let it go. If there is an angry thought or an angry word, embrace it, love it. It is what is in the moment. And it can be there without judgment. That is love. That is unconditional love. And I love myself. So, and another thing we can say as well is that everything that is unknowing of self is calling out for this unconditional love. And you see it everywhere in the world. And oft times within our own being. So when there is the unknowing of self and there is the calling out, there is present that which is knowing itself, and that love is emanating to answer that call. That love is present to answer that call. It is often said we do not awaken to the realization of ourself for just a little self. We awaken as a healing light throughout the whole of consciousness. So one who is unknowing of self is calling, and one who is knowing self is answering. And it is the same self. Okay. So there's something we call unconditional love. That's all that there is. Okay, there's nothing else. So all of our seeking, all of our reaching out for companionship with what we call others, or with reaching out to a pet, or to even to making a garden, reaching out in this seeking of having love of in our experience, okay? But whenever we reach out or desire, whenever we seek to get or to have, we are looking. We are the one looking for this unconditional love. We have not yet acknowledged, I am unconditional love. Now, I'm not saying don't have a relationship or don't have pets. That's not what's being spoken here. It's when you are seeking to get something from another or from a pet or from a garden or from any object. When you reach out seeking to get that love from someone or something, we are then the one who is calling. So recognize that no matter what you are seeking, it doesn't matter what you believe you are seeking and desiring to have, you already have it. There's not one thing you can name that you desire that you do not already have. So you can easily see that there is no need to seek what already is. And what already is everywhere and everything. It's the nature of yourself. And we suffer when we look for it outside ourselves. Meaning in another person or in an object. We have a sense or a feeling of suffering when we seek to get it from outside ourselves. Now, today is the day called the resurrection. Today is what is called Easter Sunday. Now, the story of the resurrection, the resurrection takes place anytime in any life for anybody whenever there is the rolling back of the stone of separation and leaving the cave of ignorance as to what you truly are. That is the resurrection. Through our study, through our meditation, through our prayer, through our devotion, to our understanding, through all that, we roll back this stone. That stone, that idea, that concept, that belief in separation, we roll it aside. We lay it aside. And we leave the cave of ignorance as to our true nature. You are resurrected. You are brought forth out of the death of ignorance. Okay. And in this leaving, the so-called ego, the cave of ignorance. In this leaving, what takes place by recognizing what we are, that recognition is the loving of self. I no longer turn to an ego. I no longer embrace or love a false identity. I no longer believe in the ego state of separation. I surrender that. I surrender that. I surrender that. I give that In all of my studies and all of my being, I prepared to roll that stone aside, to roll the concept aside, to roll that belief in separation aside. I've had all of that take place. Now I have left the cave. I have left the ignorance behind. The ignorance I had so long believed in. The ignorance that I was separate from truth, life, love. I've left the cave. There is the loving of yourself. The self-love to do the meditations, to do the devotion, to do the practice, to do the reading, to do the tape listening, to do this, to do that. That is the loving of self, even if for obscure reasons. And it didn't seem like that at the time. Now there can be no loving of God apart from loving yourself, because they are the same. If you do not love yourself, you do not love God. And if you do not love God, you do not love yourself. They are the same. So it would be wholly impossible to love yourself and not love God. And yourself is not the ego. Yourself is not the story. Yourself is not the past. Yourself is not the doing and the not doings. That is not yourself. That is the story. That is the fantasy. That is the dream. Yourself is the presence of God. Yourself is the essence of unconditional love. So recognize that love is not something that you do. It is what you are. So today, let it be the day that we have totally rolled that stone out of the way. The light is shining and we've left the cave. Elvis has left the building. We've left that cave for good. Never to go back again. Recognize you are the unconditional love and the light of self-realization. There is no other love than the love and the loving of yourself. No love other than that. So everything appearing is unconditional love. Everything is the what is. It is the light, the energy, vibration, and we call that love. Call that God. And as the truth is embraced, you leave the tomb. So there's nothing that is not love. There's nothing that is not what is. And there is nothing that is not the self. All right. How about some comments?
Thank you, Mary. That is an excellent message, beautifully explained. Thank you very much.
Thank you, love. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you. Thank you, love.
Mary, thank you so much. It was just what I needed today.
So today is, we're all resurrected today. Everyone's resurrected. Everybody's out of the cave.
Hurrah.
Hurrah, hurrah. Hallelujah. Now we could also put that another way. Nobody has to leave the cave because nobody's in a cave. that's something we seemingly think that we are, based on the belief that we're a separate identity. We believe we're in some kind of a cave, but we're not really in a cave. We're just abiding to know ourselves. So, any questions? All right, so happy blessings for everyone.
Thank you.
Have a happy day and make sure you go out and play a little bit today. So if there's no further comments to that, I guess we will conclude our gathering for today. So let us pray. Most beloved one, too long I have slept in the tomb of ignorance. Too long I have denied myself. Too long I have sought for what needs no seeking. Thank you, beloved, that no longer need I weep or suffer or seek. By the grace of life, I am already as I am. Amen. Om Namaste.